Okay, well, we're facing a very serious situation. I mean, the U.S. government has unleashed a war on terrorism. It's rained death and destruction on the people of Afghanistan. They've already sent troops to the Philippines and to Yemen as part of this war on terrorism. They're threatening next to attack Iraq, Iran, and North Korea. And along with this, they've brought down a virtually unprecedented repressive clampdown. And I know you touched on some of these in the supplement, the Revolutionary Worker magazine supplement that came out a bit ago. But I wonder if you'd speak again to some aspects of that situation.
Yeah, well, as you said in that supplement, the new situation and the great challenges, I did try to analyze some of the main features of what's going on and also some of the underlying factors. But to touch on a few things, I think one of the most important things to recognize is what they're doing with what we call a whole juggernaut, a whole rolling force of war and repression, is not in response to in response to what happened on September 11th, despite the fact that they seized on that situation to proclaim a war on terrorism. But the fact is that, for example, if you look at Iraq, which you just mentioned, there hasn't been, no serious effort even to establish that Iraq was somehow involved in or behind what happened on September 11th. And the fact is, with whatever they may try to do to cook up some kind of, conspiracy theory involving Iraq and so on, that they have been talking about the need to, take out, as they say, Saddam Hussein long before September 11th, and that they've been, since September 11th, talking about taking out Saddam Hussein in a context different than claiming that he's behind the September 11th attacks. In other words, they basically said we have to get him out of there. Partly they claim it's on the basis that he's trying to develop weapons of mass destruction, when, as we know, they themselves are the ones who developed these on a much more massive scale and have used them. The atomic bombs in World War II, in Nagasaki and Hiroshima in Japan. So, they partly brought that forward as a pretext, but really the essential thing is they've been saying for a while, and now we're saying in a more accentuated way, that they can't leave him in there. It's kind of the point of, like, good mafia gangsters, which they are on a massive and worldwide scale, that you can't leave somebody standing who stood up to you, even to the degree that Saddam Hussein did at the time of the Gulf War and refused to take their orders at that time. Not that Saddam Hussein is somebody that we would support or who represents the interests of the people, but he's someone who's on a compared to the monsters that they are, is a pittance, is a small time oppressor compared to the worldwide oppressors that they are. But the point is that clearly this is not, and what they're doing is not primarily or essentially a response to September 11th, but as part of a whole, program they have, the whole what we call wild ambitions they have for recasting the whole world, and taking down the Iraqi regime is one part of that, threatening other regimes like Iran or North Korea is part of that, like trying to force even other imperialists and powerful states like Russia or other imperialists in Europe or Japan to fall in line with a new restructured way in which the sole superpower in the world, the U.S., is going to be running roughshod over everything else even more. This is all, at the essence of what they're doing. And, of course, they're using the September 11th events, and they're using this broad, open-ended banner of fighting the war on terrorism, where they proclaim for them the right to make war on anybody, anywhere, anytime, in an ongoing, open-ended way, anywhere in the world, by any means. Clearly this is more than retaliating for even September 11th, or, certainly it has nothing to do with bringing justice, to the people who were killed, for the people who were killed on September 11th, whatever, but it has to do with their own, needs and interests and designs as an imperialist power, who's seeking to follow up on its quote-unquote victory in the Cold War to further recast the world under their domination. This is what they did, in fact, in the first Gulf War when they went to war with Saddam Hussein. But now they feel that they can and must do it on a much deeper and broader level. So the whole world is in their crosshairs now. That's why they have troops everywhere, and they're both trying to reinforce and deepen their exploitation globally, at the same time strengthen their position vis-a-vis other global gangsters, in other words, other imperialist powers, and position themselves to where they can deal with any opposition or threat that comes down the line to them.